You know why I like jazz music? It's because I don't understand it. It's just nothing. It's just... So I can put it on, and it can play, and I can work. I can, you know, go to my keyboard and do my keyboard stuff. I can type, I can work. And all of the brilliant, intelligent, fantastic ideas coming out of myself. No, I'm not enamored with them. I'm enamored at the code and the things that those ideas accomplish. But all of the brilliance coming through my mind, it doesn't have to compete because jazz isn't brilliant at all. It's just stupid. It's not even that. It's just so it's great. Who says you got to listen to classical music in order to work better? Classical music's intelligent. All that intelligence would compete with what you're trying to do. Jazz, that's a beautiful thing about it. I'd say it's dumb, but dumb means mute. So intellectually it is. No, I don't want to make fun of jazz musicians. I'm a bit of a blues fan. I prefer it, but that's the thing. Blues gets me all excited, and I got feeling, and I got rhythm, and I got. Well, it's not jazz. Who could ask for anything more? But I get into jazz. I'm doing my jazz. I'm blah, 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 it's great because it doesn't distract me from my work. Yeah, I know. Isn't that? No, jazz music in the background. Maybe that's why coffee shops do it. It sets a nice little calm atmosphere. It's a little bit upbeat and moving, but doesn't interfere with your conversation. See, I'm a blues musician, and I'm not in the jazz cult where everything is jazz. Classical music is jazz. Medieval music is jazz. If you think about it, I'm not part of that. That I think they call it a philosophy or something. I suppose you could argue that Dixieland's even a jazz. Let's move on and talk about something else. Okay, now I'm always saying every single week that my advertising network thing is I did improvements and I'm moving forward. 17 hours straight on Saturday, I did coding, testing, adding that last little feature that I thought I needed to have, doing the hammer test, doing the walkthrough, doing the run through, doing the test drive, doing the test flight, take it up, land it and fix it, take it up again, land it and fix it, take it up, keep... Pull it out, go after it, fix it, keep it moving, keep it going, and then I get all done, it's all smooth. How do you know? See, every week I tell you, it's almost done. This week it's going to be done. And that's been like 6 months. I mean, my goodness, you'd think that I was a politician saying I'm going to fix a problem. Or you might think that I was... Okay, maybe I'm Ron Popeil acting like I'm getting to the end of the sales spot. No. How do you measure done? I've been saying I've been almost done. How do you measure done? Launch. I'm ready to move into making marketing videos for it. I do have a couple little more auxiliary tests I've got to take. No, I'll tell you what it is. I've got a little program that sends a message to every single user. Like I type my own little message and then it sends it all out to certain users. And I need to test that. That's it. As long as I run that and test it, we're good and fine. No, George, I'm not going to create 1,000 fake accounts to just see if it works. I'll create maybe 5. I need the people to make the 1,000 accounts and I want them to be real. You can over test something. Okay. All right. No, George's curiosity has everyone peaked because his was peaked. Did you know peaked to peak someone's curiosity? It's spelled with a Q, P-I-Q-U-E. Did you know that? Random tips. Did you know that protester can be spelled 2 ways? I learned that today because I've got a big announcement today. No, marketing for the advertising network is coming and you're going to get 50 weeks free. And I'm really hoping it's going to be great. And it's going to, we're going to make America advertise again. That I can tell you, everyone's going to, we need everyone to be an advertising opinionist. You know, everyone should advertise something so that they understand what it is and they know what ads are, if they're good and bad. And then everybody's, and if we can help other people advertise, and if everybody gets part of, gets in on advertising, then we're not just passive receivers. And then we will criticize people that advertise too much. When someone's advertising, we'll know it, because we all should advertise. All of us should. But we need to do it decently. That's the issue. Advertising isn't bad. Bad advertising is bad. It's like Christians. You know, Christianity isn't bad. Bad Christianity is bad. There's good ones and there's bad ones. No, I'm not going to get into religion. I'm not going to do it. But just, okay, that's coming. But I've got a much bigger thing. Today, while I was listening to the impeachment hearings, fascinating, by the way, I think I'm going to get into that in the Taiwan special this week. We're also going to be talking about the Wuhan coronavirus and why it's called Wuhan. And that's going to be interesting. Oh, no, I'm going to talk about Robert Downey Jr. I've got a whole list of things right here that I'm going to be going through. So, but I got a big announcement. The point, all of the episodes from 2000. Yeah. Yeah. All the episodes from, 2019. That was last year, right? Was it? Okay. Yes. 2019. They're in paperback. You can get it at Amazon if you want to go buy the point and, you know, put it on your coffee table and listen to jazz music. But also, the Pacific Daily Times from the editor 2019, it's also done. It's in Amazon. It's waiting for review. It's got to go through it. But by the time you read this, it may be out and available. You can find them listed at books.jesse.house. You can go to jessesteele.com, jesse.coffee. You can click around and find things. Yes, I use different websites for different purposes. Yeah, that's good. No, that took a lot of work. See, I write these articles. I do the point and I do the symphony. And I do that all year long. And then I try to get it done before January or before January ends. And get into the next year, I take all the articles that I've written every week from the last year and I put them in this nifty, cute little paper-bound book. So you can go buy all the editorials and watch Jesse predict the future week by week. That'd be kind of a fun thing. Go through and look at what I'm saying and look at the date that I said it and then go follow the news and see if I was right. That's my theme, today's news yesterday. So it's been an exhausting week. It's been an exhausting day. The Taiwan special is going to have absolutely fascinating. That might be a fun thing to do, some sort of a Q&A. Message me. Find me on social media and send me a message. I'll answer it. Maybe I'll put it in the podcast. Say, you know, Jazzy, you got a podcast question, you know, tag me or something. I don't know. I don't follow Twitter that much. Maybe I should check my Twitter. Find me on Instagram, tag me. Tag me on an Instagram or something. I don't know. Ask me a question. I'll put it out there. It was this, goodness, we're 8.5 minutes. Typically, I want to talk for another minute and a half. We're done. See you tomorrow.